One of the storylines for Sunday will be, how a writing said the offense wanted to, maybe help out a little bit more, maybe do some more things. You think they can ramp it up at all?
Well, I think our offense has to do what we all have to do, and that's go out and do our job. And I know that if we play efficiently in all three phases, we're going to like where we're at the end of the ball game. Our offense has put up some very good markers for us for the most part, and if they will go out and do their job, I think we're going to like what the outcome is going to be. In about 4:05, we'll be where we want to be.
How did practice go today?
I thought practice went well. As we always talk about, Thursday situation day, and I thought it went well. We've got some moving parts with guys in new positions, but I thought they handled it extremely well.
On that same subject with the offense and Roddy specifically, how good is it to get him back into a regular rhythm where he can, because he even sounded like he was disappointed with the last game and not having that rhythm with Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. When we talk about practice, it's really about training. You're training your body, you're training your mind all through the week. And when you get the opportunity to go out there and work with one another, it's going to definitely enhance your chances of playing well. That's why we'd like to have guys out of practice every day. We know that's not possible. There's going to be injuries. But I think that, Roddy came out and he's been able to get a full weekend, and that's going to be a positive thing for us on Sunday.
So that plan has changed, because remember you had said that maybe it was going to be a thing where...
And I think I said on Wednesdays, depending on how he felt,
right,
and what surface we played on,
right,
we would give him, give him some time off. This week he felt, he felt good. He had a long layoff because he missed the Thursday game, had a long layoff, and he felt good about coming out and practicing, and did a very good job for us on Wednesday and today.
Coach, we kind of talk a little bit more about Kamal. I know you've been pleased with his progress, but now just heading into Sunday, and expectations for him?
Well, our expectations for Kamal and anybody that is a backup is he's got to step in and play at the same level as the guy that was in front of him. Those are our expectations, and I've said it many times, being a backup is the toughest job in the NFL, especially when you're called into a game when you haven't had the week of practice. Kamal is going to have a whole week of practice, taking the majority of the reps, and anticipate that he'll have a good game. It's a lot different when you have a whole week to prepare and taking the majority of the reps, and that's what he did this week.
How do y'all get ready for Beckham Jr. if he's looks like he's on track to maybe play?
Yeah, we're anticipating that he will play. They've been talking about it for about 3 weeks that he was targeting the Atlanta Falcon game. Mm-hmm. He's a very good wide receiver. We don't have a whole lot of film on him in the NFL, but we did our due diligence in the draft process, and he is a really good player. It creates other issues. You've got a guy that lines up in the slot that's a really good player, and now they're going to add a guy that can line up on the flank, so it's going to create some issues for us.
So Randall Cruz, Beckham Jr., probably see some of that?
I think so. That's what we're anticipating. Again, it's his first game playing. Mm-hmm. Don't know if he's going to have a full load. Depends on where he is health-wise. I know that he was limited in practice on Wednesday and Thursday.
And Donnell, do they use him as a conventional West Coast tight end? He just getting up the seam, or does he do some other things? They flank him out at all?
Well, it's he's very similar to what you've seen from the Green Bay tight ends. The West Coast offense has really evolved. And they ask him to do a whole lot. There'll be times that he'll be in the backfield, and they'll ask him, they'll ask him to line up in the backfield and run routes from the backfield. They'll also ask him to, to be in the protection and block.
And then just we talked a lot about run defense all week, but Rashad Jennings, can you talk about the job he's done for them?
He's done an outstanding job. He is a big, strong running back, and he's gotten on track like their entire offense has the last 2 weeks. He's a big guy. I remember he spent some time in Jacksonville, so we've been able to talk to Dirk and Mike Tice about him in terms of what, you know, what his strengths and his, what his weaknesses are. But right now he's running with a lot of authority. He's a physical runner, and he's a guy that's big enough that you're going to have multiple guys. You just can't have one guy there.
And the rookie, he ran for a lot of yards at Boston College. How have they been integrating him?
Well, he's a strong back too. He was a guy that that we did a lot of work on in the draft process, and thought he was an impressive back. He's a big, strong back in the same mold as Jennings.
When you talk about the stopping the run, can you talk a little bit more about Paul and Tyson and what your expectations of them moving forward? Because I know Paul was one of those guys that came out and said, hey, you know what, I'm a run stuffer, I got to do better.
Yeah, I think we all have to do better. You know, and you know, the defense of the run, I've said it's all three levels, but it starts at the first level. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to win there. You know, and there's going to be times that you're going to get single blocked, and when you get single blocked, you should be able to beat the block and make a play. That's the goal of a defensive lineman. If you get doubled and there's four hands on you, it's going to be a little bit harder, but you still have to be gap sound in what you're doing. And that's what's going to be important for us, is that we've got to, you know, win the line of scrimmage, and when we get one-on-ones, we've got to come off blocks and make plays so the ball doesn't get to level two and level three.